For a long moment, Mara just stared at the screen, 100 different thoughts and emotions twisting themselves through her mind. "No," she said. "That's impossible. It has to be a trick."
"I agree it sounds odd, but Aristocra Formby seemed sincere when he contacted me."
"It's impossible," Mara insisted again. "You told me Thrawn destroyed outbound flight. When Thrawn destroys something, he does a very thorough job of it."
"Which I would know far better than you,"
Park returned pointedly.
"The fact remains that the Chiss say they've found outbound flight."
"What are we going to do?" Luke asked. "It seems to me this is something for the entire New Republic leadership, not a couple of Jedi."
"Outbound flight was a brainchild of the Jedi, after all. Not the old Republic Senate or even Palpatine. That's why Formby asked that you be contacted and invited to join the official expedition to the site of the remains."
"He asked for Luke?" Mara asked.
"Specifically,"
Park confirmed.
"Here's the entire message. To Luke Skywalker, Jedi Master, Jedi Academy, Yavin 4. From Chaform Bin Trano, Aristocra of the 5th ruling family, Sarv-Chi. A patrol from the Chiss Expansionary Defense Fleet has located what appears to be the remnants of the expeditionary mission known to you as Outbound Flight, deep inside Chiss territory. As a token of respect, and with deep regret for Chiss involvement in its destruction, we offer you the opportunity to join the official examination of the vessel. I will await you at the World Krustai," here he gave the coordinates, "for the next 15 days, at which time we will travel together to Outbound Flight's location. I urge you to attend, so that, through you, we may discuss arrangements for the return of the remains to your people." End of message.
"And this all came from this Chaform whatever?" Mara asked. "The address and everything?"
"Chaform Bin Trano. Call him Formby. I've run the numbers on travel to the Krustai system. Assuming you can make at least 0.3 in that ship, you should have just enough time to get there before Formby's 15 days are up."
The Jade Saber was capable of somewhat better than 0.3 past light speed, and they made it to Krustai with nearly a day to spare. Here, unlike the apparently more casual situation they'd found at Nerauen, there was a welcoming committee waiting. There were 5 of them, in fact, alien fighters, midway in size between an X-Wing and a Skip-Ray blast boat, moving up behind the Saber as Luke brought the ship out of hyperspace.
"Identify yourself,"
a hard voice snapped from the calm and passable basic. "Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and Jedi Knight Mara Jade Skywalker," Luke replied. "We're here at the request of Aristocra Chaform Bin Trano of the 5th ruling family."
"Welcome, Master Skywalker. We will escort you to the Aristocra's diplomatic courier vessel."
"Thank you," Luke said. One of the fighters broke formation and moved out in front of the group, angling off to the left toward the edge of the planet directly ahead. Taking the cue, Luke shifted course to follow. The courier ship the fighter pilot had mentioned turned out to be something of a surprise. It was bigger than Luke had expected, for one thing. Nearly half again as big as the Corellian corvettes that the New Republic routinely used for such tasks. The starboard side docking bay they were escorted to, more of a half-port really than a full-sized bay, was smooth-walled, without any decorative angles or corners intruding on the approach. It also had maneuvering room to spare, and Mara got the Saber's nose into position and locked into the clamps on her first try. It took a few minutes for them to shut the ship down to standby and then make their way back to the hatchway. Someone was already waiting there, tapping politely and discreetly on the metal. "Here we go," Luke murmured, and touched the release. The hatchway slid up to reveal a young Chiss female dressed in an exotically cut jumpsuit composed of shades of yellow. "Welcome to the diplomatic vessel Chaff Envoy," she said. "I am Chafisa Klayu, aide to Aristocra Chaform Bin Trano. I would be honored if you would call me by my core name, Fisa." "Thank you," Luke said. "I'm Luke Skywalker. Call me Luke. This is Mara Jade Skywalker. Mara, my wife and fellow Jedi. Luke? Mara." Fisa repeated the names, bowing low from her waist. "We are honored by your presence. Please come this way." She turned and headed down the tunnel. Ahead, the tunnel came to an end at a wide hatchway, opening up into a large room beyond. Fisa stepped through into the room and moved to the side of the hatchway, making room for the other two to enter. Luke stepped through. His only warning was a flicker in the Force, a brief and unfocused sense of danger. But it was enough. Reflexively, he threw himself forward into a low dive as something whipped through the space he'd just vacated. Fisa gasped something as Luke hit the deck and rolled onto his back, kicking off the flooring with his heels. The momentum of his kick pushed him backward away from the point of danger, simultaneously shoving him back up off the cold metal. Half a second later, he was back on his feet, poised in combat stance, with his lightsaber blazing ready in front of him. His first concern was Mara. To his relief, he saw she was still in the tunnel, just inside the protection of the hatchway, her lightsaber ignited and ready. Mentally warning Mara to stay where she was, he shifted his attention to search for the source of the attack. It wasn't hard to find. A thick, heavy-looking cable, anchored to the high ceiling, was swinging ponderously alongside the wall, apparently having come loose just as Luke was stepping through the hatchway. Grimacing with a mixture of relief and annoyance, he closed down his lightsaber. "It's all right," he called to Mara, measuring the swing of the cable with his eyes. Another 5 seconds and it would cut back across the hatchway, but until then, it would be safe to cross. "Come on through." Mara came through all right, but in typical Mara fashion. She waited 4 of the 5 seconds, then suddenly leapt out and up, spinning 180 degrees around in midair. As the cable swung past, she slashed upward with her lightsaber. He'd expected her to cut the end completely off as a mark of her displeasure at what had just happened. But the blue blade merely slashed past the flying cable, without any apparent effect at all. She landed back on the deck. "You all right?" she asked Luke, closing down her lightsaber and returning it to her belt. "I'm fine," Luke assured her.